first bout with kind of dealing with tropical, warm, and humid air this year, at least having it linger around for more than a day. And it is a wet weather pattern. And with that, it's a little like we all just moved to Georgia here, and we're getting thunderstorms brewing up every single afternoon. As long as we're in this weather pattern, there's nothing to hold them back. But there's also really nothing to organize them where they hit everybody. Like a front might be a warm front or a cold front that would focus storms, and you get a widespread rain in that case. And anyway, we are not talking about a cold front storm coming through or a warm front coming through. So we're talking about scattered thunderstorms each day until we get through Thursday. And with that, we're going to have heavy rain with some of those storms. Some places yesterday saw 2 to 4 inches of rain and a little bit of flash flooding. That was closer to Princeton, Illinois. Other places saw a few spotty reports of severe weather. We can't rule out those type of things going forward into the future as well. Nothing that's going to hit everybody, but just some spotty, problematic storms that drop too much rain or a gust of wind, and just scattered rainfall amounts that are probably going to be over an inch. Meanwhile, some other spots may stay dry as well. That's just the nature of scattered storms.
And then it looks like, at least later in the week, some cooler temps returning to the bi-state region?
Absolutely. The weather ahead looks like we'll see a beautiful weekend move in. And when we get toward Friday into the weekend, most of the weekend should be dry and definitely dealing with a cooler and more pleasant humidity forecast for the weekend.